Don't be jealous when I'm going. If you believe you are the one that is going to have the highest miracle, shout hallelujah! I'm happy to be here tonight. Because God said there are many people hearing my voice. The problem of many, many years from tonight shall be rolled away. Let your amen be a little bit louder than that. There are many people, God has been promising you in your dream. He has been using men to promise you, but up to now, you cannot say, I have received. But as from tonight, the hand of God shall locate you. And you shall receive your miracle. Let that person shout hallelujah. Amen. Our God is a covenant keeping God. And he's a God of new things. That is making me to tell you tonight. A new joy shall manifest in your life. A new blessing shall manifest in your life. A new glory shall come upon you. Pick a song of praise to bless the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for what he's going to do in your life tonight. He's worthy of our praise, he's worthy to be exalted. Lord, we lift you up. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Let's lift up God as we sing this. I want you to be very, very, just contribute your best. Because from this hour, the Lord has started to work. Are you that person that God is about to bless? I will see the way you are going to sing and appreciate the Lord with this few ministrations. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than your own. Amen. Amen. Lord, I lift your name on high, Lord. I lift your name on high. Lord, I want to sing your praises.
I want to sing your praises.
I'm so glad you reign in my life. I'm so glad you came to save me.
I'm so glad you came to save me.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
You
are not lifting them up. Lord, I want to sing your praise.
I want to sing your praise.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save me.
I'm so glad you came to save me.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death to pay from the cross to the grave. From the day to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Your hand, now, lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus. He is Lord of Lords.
Aha.
Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. King of Kings. And Lord. Everybody lift him up.
Jesus,
oh yes, he is King of
Kings.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus,
Lord of Lords. Aha! King of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Now, I want you to clap very well. The Lord in it. The Lord in it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Of the Lord, for the Lord my God, omnipotent, he reigneth in majesty. Hallelujah, the Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth, the name of the Lord, of the Lord, for the Lord my God. The Lord in it, let the earth tremble.
Hallelujah.
Aha. Oh yeah. The Lord in it, let the earth tremble. Oh, omnipotent, in it, let the earth tremble.
Oh yes, in it.
Oh yes, in it. Jesus in it, let the earth tremble. You are not clapping. Jesus in it, let the earth tremble. Aha, aha. I found every God in it, let the earth tremble. In it, let the earth. Emmanuel in it, let the earth tremble. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Today is the day the Lord has made in the life of somebody.
Hallelujah.
And I know you are that person.
Yes,
point to somebody beside you and say, my sister.
My sister.
Shout it louder than that.
My sister.
Even though you are going to receive miracle tonight, my own miracle shall be greater than your own. If you believe that one, shout hallelujah. Amen. I want 30 people to pray this first prayer. The remaining people, just keep quiet. We are going to call your own. Hallelujah. Those 30 people, they are for instant miracles. Amen. I don't know whether you are among us. Aha. Those 30 people, we shout this prayer very loud. Say any power. Say it with the loudest voice you can get. Sitting over my joy. Somersault and die. Amen. 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 I've not asked you to start praying. I said only 30 people should pray. Everybody. Amen. Please, if you are going to pray this prayer, pray it with fire. Because before you start the prayer, I can see some people already shouting for joy. The power that says it will not let your miracle go, that power shall somersault and die. It shall somersault and die. It shall somersault and die. Any power, say it with the loudest voice you can gather. Sitting over my joy. Say it together. Let me hear you. Aha. Somersault and die. In the name of Jesus, the power sitting over my jaw, somersault and die. Aha. The power sitting over my jaw, somersault and die. Somersault and die. Somersault and die. Aha. Yes. Jesus.
name we pray. Amen. There's somebody here, you have gone practically to every places you can go. But it's like you have not gotten the solution. You are now here. And you are asking for the same thing. Wherever you are, the Spirit of God says you should kneel down where you are. And make sure you pray this prayer. Because I see an angel right beside you. What you have been going around to look for, they have brought it tonight. You will cry this one as you are kneeling down if you are that person. Say, ain't that the living God? Locate me with my blessing. Now. You know yourself. You know yourself. You know yourself. Angel of the living God, locate me with my blessings now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Angels of the living God, it is time for me to receive my blessing. Locate me, locate me, locate me, locate me, locate me, locate me. Aha! Oh yes! Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. There are three people among those who are kneeling down there. The power behind your problem has vowed. You have not heard what I'm saying. The power behind your problem has vowed that until they die, before you can receive your miracle. I'm happy to announce to you that they have just received the arrow of death. Oh, this is wonderful. There is a man kneeling down there. You miss a very reputable job narrowly. Not too long ago. But the Lord said, I should tell you, within the next 21 days, a bigger opportunity shall come your way. Everybody will pray this one as you are still kneeling down. Make sure your voice is the loudest. Say, power of signs and wonders. Manifest in my life. Because the way God is going to do it is going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. Are you ready, that person? That person kneeling down. That sister, are you ready? Make sure you cry this prayer with the loudest you can gather. Power of signs and wonders. Say it with the loud voice. Manifest in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Power of signs and wonders. Manifest, manifest. Aha. Power of signs and wonders. Manifest in my life now. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray for your children kneeling down. We look up unto you, Father. We have no other God but you. I pray by your power that never fails. What you have promised your children, today shall be released into their hands. In the name of Jesus, the miracle of come and see, the miracle of how did it happen, shall appear in your life, shall appear in your life, shall appear in your life. Shall appear in your life in the name of Jesus. As you will rise, you shall rise above sorrows. You shall rise above afflictions. Any power that has been defeating you in your dream, today I command them to somersault and die. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle now. Receive your miracle. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Rise up, God has answered your prayer. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you because you are a great God. You are such a wonderful Father. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This short exhortation, Father, teach us by your power. Open our understanding. At the end of today, let only your name be glorified. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Sit down like a multimillionaire. Hallelujah. I look at what I call deliverance from the old things. Deliverance from the old things. In Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. I read it from verse 9. Deliverance from the old things. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 9. I want to believe you are there. Okay. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent. Say old serpent. You can see the way God qualified that dragon. He called it old serpent. Which is called what? Another name called the devil. Then another one, Satan. Only one thing. It's called the dragon. It's called the serpent. Old serpent. It's called the devil. And at the same time, it's called the Satan. Which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And verse 11 now declare, and we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. Can you raise up your right hand and declare that last verse? If you know you are an overcomer. Are you ready? Let's go. And I overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Say it again with assurance. Amen. We see the devil being qualified here with different kind of names. But one of the names that stand out, the old serpent. Old serpent. In Luke chapter 10 from verse 18. Luke chapter 10 from verse 18. The Bible says, and he said unto him, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. The first thing that he saw Satan as lightning falling from where? From heaven. Deliverance from the old things. In Job chapter 1 verse 9, when God loved Job so much, and this devil again came to come and accuse God that you just love this man. If you leave it to me, he will confess. He will deny you. But God said, this one is my servant. He's my son. He will never, never deny me. Verse 9 said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, dwell Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on earth on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the hand. He said, but, put forth thy hands now and touch all that he hath, and he will cause thee to thy face. He was telling God, somebody that is a child of God, he wants to introduce God to him again. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Satan, he said, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from there, from the Lord. At the end of the day, he couldn't prevail over Job. Because Job was able to cast out the power of the old serpent from his life. He was able to cast out the power of the old serpent from his life. Listen to me tonight. Christianity is not only looking at Jesus on the cross. It involves being crucified with the Lord. It's not only looking at Jesus. We know when we look, we live. A lot of people look at Jesus and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. You are this, you are that. But when you are not crucified with him on the cross, then you are not yet a Christian. The measure of the new joy in your heart, the measure of the new joy in your heart will determine the percentage of your old problems. Do you understand that one? If your joy is so much and your joy is so enormous, it means the old problems in your life is little. In fact, there is none. There are many people, no matter how problematic the situation surrounding them could be, you can never see it on their face. That's why some people will look at pastors, whether you like it or not, everybody likes coming to pastor. At every time of the day, they believe that pastor must not have any problems. Hallelujah. Because you cannot see the problem of pastor on their face. They don't longer look at their problem, they look at Jesus. If you have gotten to the level where you begin to look at Jesus, not your problems, then you are a Christian. Are you following me? That's why I say the measure of the new joy in your heart will determine the percentage of your old problems. You see, when a new thing comes into your life, your life is automatically transformed. Do you understand what I'm saying? When a new thing comes into your life will what? Automatically be transformed. I wasn't there when you got your visa to this place. But I began to imagine the first day you were coming here and you got your visa. I'm sure the joy will fill your heart. In fact, everybody, even everybody who greeted you that time, you will always smile at that person. Say, you know, the Son of Man is going to America. Hallelujah. I'm not talking now that the rich also cry now. Hallelujah. But that first time when you got your visa, when you were coming here, some people were dancing without music. Is that not so? When a new thing comes into your life is automatically transformed. It's like that sister who has been trusting God for a woman or for a man, and people have been abusing, bring your husband, bring your husband. Nobody was coming. One day, a man appeared, and he was even a pastor. So the lady was so proud. She said, all of you who have gotten married before, you were not blessed more than me. I got married to a pastor. Hallelujah. The man of God, which everybody would like to marry. Hallelujah. So that joy fill our heart. All the time of our sorrow disappear. That's exactly what happened. God is telling me to tell somebody tonight, a new joy will come to your life and the sorrows of many years will disappear. In the name of Jesus. You see, when you commit your life to Jesus, you experience what is called a new birth. You experience what is called a new birth. And that one will make you to be a child of God forever. When you commit your life to Christ, you experience what is called a new birth, and that will make you to be a child of God forever. Beloved, you, whatever you are doing, you need to look unto God. If God is directing your path, and God is in charge of your life, you are a new creature. Do you believe that one? You see, if you are in Christ, there are some certain things you are bigger than. I always tell some people, say you are a Christian, you are this, you are that. They still caught you telling lies. Ah, it's a shame. There are some certain things you are bigger than. If you are in Christ, stealing, fornication, and adultery, we're supposed not to be preaching that one again. Our vision is supposed to be heaven. That's what our vision is supposed to be. But general Christianity of today, you still be teaching them what is sin. What is this? What is that? There are some certain dreams you should not even have. You call yourself a Christian, some people are coming to molest you in your dream. That should be an insult. If the King of Kings is your father, anyone that comes to molest you must be roasted by fire. You are not calling that fire. I say any power that comes to molest you, your dream must be roasted by fire. Amen. I have the living God living inside me. I say I have the living God living inside me. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, chapter 5 and 17. Very popular one. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17. He said, therefore, if any man is in Christ, what happened? He is a new creature. All things are what? Pass away. Behold, all things have become. If you are in Christ, all things must be what? Pass away. And all things becomes new. And the book of Isaiah 65 and 17 says, Isaiah 65 and 17, let me see, he's talking about a new heaven and a new earth. He said, I created new heaven and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into your mind. I have created new heaven. I created new earth. I've read Isaiah 65 verse 17. He said, the former shall not be remembered, nor come into your mind. Look at me tonight, beloved. What I'm telling you tonight is different from what you are thinking I'm going to. When I'm talking about the old things which God must deliver you from, I'm talking about the old problems, I'm talking about the old tribulations, I'm talking about the old affliction that must disappear in your life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the old problems, the old tribulations, the old afflictions that has been present in your life before, which must disappear by fire. Because the Bible says, if you are in the Lord now, you must be a new creature. I've created a new heaven. I've created a new earth. So the time of your problem, the time of your irony, the time of your tribulation must roll away by fire. When I'm talking about the old things, I'm talking about your failure of the past. I'm talking about your failure of the past. I don't know what you have been facing. I don't know what you have been doing. Maybe you are somebody at the edge of breakthrough. Things will just go one way or the other and it becomes a failure. But as from today, all those ones becomes old. Somebody is moving into a new dimension. I cannot hear the amen of that person. I still cannot hear the name of that person. When I say all things must pass away, I'm talking about the spell, the curse that has been operating in your life before. Somebody is hearing my voice. I'm talking about the spell. I'm talking about the curse of non-achievement, the curse of stagnancy. Because of you will not make it. Because that you will not move forward. That curse tonight shall be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There's a brother I used to know. In their family, in fact, all the young men who wanted to prosper, no one goes above 50. But if the ones, those people who are not ready to prosper, they can live up to 100. They didn't touch those people. Hallelujah. Amen. They know that they can be begging and borrowing. You know, there are some people the devil has completed assignment upon their life. Those people, it doesn't bother them. But if you have a colorful destiny, if you have a wonderful destiny, the devil will always be struggling to pull the person down. But he will always be failing because you are in the Lord. Let your amen be louder. This brother, when he was approaching 50, he said, pastor, in our family, I've checked around. All the people who were wealthy, who were somebody, No one ever passed 50. The highest one was 52. He said, Pastor, I am 50. I thank God for my life. Will I not die like others? I say, you are a new creature. If others are dying, it is not you. I'm talking to somebody here. Where others are failing, you are not failing. If others are dying, you are not dying. Even if your family people are not making it, that one is not your lot. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray fire prayer. Targeted prayers. And within 3 months or so, two old men somersaulted and died in the family of this brother. And before they died, they confessed that they were the one that has the file of the entire family. They confessed. But they said, now, their power is gone. Any power that has been tormenting your life, any power that says your glory will not come out, any power that says you will not see the light of the day, any power that says your joy will not blossom, tonight I command the fire of God to burn them to ashes. Let the fire of God burn them to ashes. Let the fire of God burn them to ashes. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When I say deliverance from the old things, I'm saying that you need to be delivered from the unfavorable situation you are presently getting used to. Somebody is hearing my voice. You see, when poverty becomes regular, you will not even know that you are in poverty. Hallelujah. Amen. There are some certain things when you tell some people, this one is good for you. When they have imagined, they have sensed, they have gauged their life that they can never say, don't worry, that one we cannot. This one we are doing is okay. This skin of the animals we are eating is okay. Don't introduce turkey. Turkey can cause diarrhea. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When somebody is used to Bola Kaja entering this and coming down from there, and you say, there's a car called limousine. You say, don't worry. Leave those ones. Leave those ones for them. He has calculated himself up and down. He knew that he can never get to that level. He is now comfortable with his present condition. Amen. When you become comfortable with the unfavorable situation that you are presently getting used to, that one is a serious case. That's what I call the old things, which must disappear from your any unfavorable situation surrounding your life now. By the power in the name of Jesus, I command them to be rolled away. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. When I say deliverance from the old things, I'm talking that you need to be delivered from the evil pattern that you are presently following. Your pattern must change. God says, I raise people from the dung hill and I make them to die with the princes. There must be an elevation in your life tonight. Somebody is coming from prison to become a prime minister. I cannot hear the amen of that person. I cannot hear your amen at all. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody should raise up his right hand and declare this one. Any evil pattern in my life. You are not saying it loud. Be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Any evil pattern in my life. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted. Any evil pattern in my life. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When I say be delivered from the old things, I mean that the thought that used to occupy your mind before,
that makes you to feel lonely, that makes you to feel that nothing good can happen, must disappear. That's what I'm saying. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so he is. If you think that he shall be well with you, definitely he shall be well. If you think, well, it is finished, well, that is it. Somebody wrote an examination. And after the examination, he said, how was the exam? He said, not too bad. Do you know what you have said? You have said it is already bad. The only thing is that it's not too... So when the result now comes and you discover that it is bad, you now begin to cry, God, that answered by fire. Where are you? And I pray to you. Hallelujah. Amen. When I say deliver from the old things, I'm talking of the hard time the enemy is making you to face now, which must disappear from your life. Serious hard time. In my tour of this US, I met a man. He told me for the past 22 years he has been in this country. And up till now, he's still writing examination to pass. That examination is what he will later use to get a better job or so. Then he will now start earning a living. So what, how have you been surviving? He says, it's the woman. I say, thank God. Your woman is patient. If considering the liberty of women in this country, he will have called police for you. That he did not allow Israel to settle down. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy is making him to face a hard time. Any hard time situation here shall be rolled away. I say it shall be rolled away. I'm talking about the sorrow that has overshadowed your happiness. That is the old thing I'm talking at this morning, this evening. The sorrow that has overshadowed your happiness. I'm talking of the loneliness and the denial of good things in your life. Some people are qualified for some good things, but presently they are not giving. But I thank God. The mighty God says something in Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 from verse 18. He's talking to somebody here. I don't know whether you are the one. He said, remember ye not the former things. Are you the person? Yeah. Neither consider the things of old. There are things of old. Hallelujah. The things of old are the time of your suffering. The time of your agony. The time of struggling and not catching nothing. Nothing in the ocean of life. Remember not the former things. Remember not the former, neither consider the things of glory. He said, behold, I, God, I will now do a new thing. In the life of somebody that can say a loud amen. It's not going to even be tomorrow. He said, now. Now. That glory shall spring forth. And he even said, I will even make a way in your wilderness. And I will make a river in your desert. God is telling me to tell you, today is the day God will do a new thing in your life. There shall be a way in your wilderness tonight. There shall be rivers in your desert tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. What is that old thing that has been troubling your heart? Today is a day of a new thing. What is the old sorrow that has occupied your happiness? Tonight is a night of a new thing. What is the old failure that you have been experiencing? Tonight is a night of new success. What is the old problem that you have been facing in your marriage? Tonight is a night of new beginning. God said, behold, I, God, not human being, God himself. There are some situations that no human being can help you except God. Are you hearing me, somebody? And God have decided tonight that I, God, will do a new thing in your life. And I will make a way in your wilderness. And I will make rivers in your desert. Do you believe you are the one God is talking to? Are you sure you are that person? Are you ready for that new thing? Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Tonight, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Do something tangible. Tangible in my tangible in my life. Something tangible in my tonight. Oh yeah, do something tangible. Oh, tangible in my, do something tangible in my life. To the Lord that answered by fire, that Lord that answered by fire, you will answer me by fire. You answer me by fire today. Oh yeah, the Lord answered by fire, you will answer me by fire. You will answer me by fire today. Make sure you pray these three prayers more than anyone here. Tonight we are just starting like this. Tomorrow don't be late, I beg you. It's going to be greater. It shall be greater. Somebody should say this one very loud. Old serpent, troubling my life, die. Amen. Don't pray this prayer with mercy. If you know tonight is a night of a new thing, if you expect a new joy, a new glory, a new blessing, a new beginning, remember this year is a year of perfection. Everything in your life must be perfected. That is why I want you to cry the prayer very loud. Old serpent, troubling my life. Say it louder than that. Aha. Die in the name of Jesus. Old serpent, troubling my life. Die. Die, 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 die. Old serpent. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. There are three people who must pray very loud and hard. Because God is telling me that within 1 week, there's a wall that wants to debar you from moving forward. And God said, within 1 week, those walls shall be pulled down. Shout this prayer with anger. This is number two. Any power. Can you say that one with anger? Standing by to torment me. Say it louder. Aha. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. The power standing by to torment my life. You are a liar. Die. Aha. You are the power. Oh, yes. Aha. The power standing by to torment my life. Die. 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 In the name of Jesus. Any power standing by to torment my life. You are a liar. Die. Aha. Jesus mighty name we pray. I don't know the new thing you want God to start in your life. But all I know is that if you ask tonight, it shall be given to you. If you knock tonight, the door shall be open. And if you pray, your prayer shall be answered. you will cry this final prayer with anger. Say, oh God of new thing. Do a new thing in my life now. Amen. Amen. You see this prayer, I want you to pray it with sincerity. If you are going to kneel down, you can kneel down. If you are going to sit down, you can sit down. If you are going to stand up, you can stand up. In any form you are, let your prayer be wonderful. Pray with sincerity of your heart. Blessing shall be released into your life in a greater measure. Don't look at how long the problem has been there. Just look unto God. Don't look unto the problem. Look unto God, the author and finisher of your faith. Oh, God of new things. Say it if you believe in that God. Do a new thing in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and talk.